Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a case that sounds like it came right out of a thriller novel in Turkey, but the end may finally be in sight. And on a different note, what do you think defines giving? One ministry has a twist that they want to share with you. We'll dig into that story in just a few moments. But we'll start today in Turkey, where the Malatya Christian Bookstore murders reads like a James Patterson novel. By the time you get through the initial crime scene to the end of the trial, you involve secret organizations, the deep state, and conspiracy theories galore. But this isn't fiction. It involves three Christian converts, religious freedom in Turkey, and 12 years of fighting for justice. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor gives us the latest.
The courts in Turkey have upheld the verdict that was issued against the five perpetrators of the tortures and murders of the three Christian men in Malatya.
How long it took to get there also reveals another issue. Christians aren't treated the same as everyone else, especially converts from Islam.
Well, I think it's important to sort of develop a clear understanding of some of these situations that happen in other countries and some of the challenges that Christians face when it comes to obtaining justice.
Keep in mind, Turkey ranks 26th on the Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of countries where Christians face the most extreme persecution.
The Turkish Christian community would also value prayer that God would continue to comfort and strengthen all of those who are affected by the murders, and strengthen the Turkish Christian community as well. It's not an easy place to be a Christian, so prayer for God to be sustaining them.
Next, the second wave of an Ebola outbreak is growing in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The outbreak originally began in August of 2018 in North Kivu. There have been at least 680 cases and over 400 deaths since then. From the looks of it, cases are continuing to increase, and the disease could be headed towards a major population center, the city of Goma. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot David Peterson says,
it's been going pretty quick and pretty fast, and it's now the second biggest outbreak that we know of in history at this point.
MAF has been partnering with the World Health Organization to aid in delivering vital equipment. Because MAF is mainly delivering cargo, there's little risk of spreading the virus through MAF flights.
Since it's transferred directly by bodily fluids and contact with an infected person, and they have to be presenting symptoms to infect you, the risk is not as high as some people think, but we still have stringent regulations that we follow. We have an Ebola manual that we use, and we classify the different airports that we go to.
As of January 18, MAF pilots in DR Congo have delivered over 21,000 pounds of cargo in efforts to end this Ebola outbreak. Pray for peace in the region and for this outbreak to slow down and be diminished. And we'll end today with a question. What comes to mind when you hear the word generosity? Well, most people think about donations, and a generous donation would be one with lots of zeros behind it. But Scott Clifton, head of Farms International, offers a different perspective.
When we look at how Jesus talks about generosity, it's really an attitude of the heart, and it goes much deeper than just a financial gift. You look at the poor widow who gives two coins, and Jesus upholds this lady, and he says that this person has put in more than all the rich people have put in. She was giving out of her poverty while others were giving out of their surplus.
Clifton doesn't discredit the importance of financial gifts. Generous donors are vital to every ministry, including Farms.
But it also goes beyond that. You know, Farms is built on generosity at every level. There's the volunteer committee members that lead the loan programs in each individual location, who give much of their time and their expertise. And there's loan recipients that give generously out of their profits back to their church and their communities.
Connect with Farms at our website to learn more about this holistic generosity and find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.